Everyone's talking about the militarization of the local police these days. But does anyone dare to mention the Jewish infiltration of local county and state police? Believe me, the two go hand in hand. Take, for instance, the powerful Jewish lobby, the Anti-Defamation League, known as the ADL, led by Abraham Foxman, and a host of other high-powered Jewish staff members. Ever since 9-1-1, the ADL has boasted that it has trained some 70,000 law enforcement officers, FBI officials too, in its advanced training and counterterrorism schools and seminars. Just last month, the ADL held its 20th advanced training school, which featured presentations by Mickey Rosenfeld of the Israeli police and TSA head John Pistol, who was piloting TSA's warrantless searches on interstates, bus stations, and even social security offices. Now, it goes without saying that counterterrorism involves training in militarized weapons to deal with all those terrorists lurking in our streets and towns these days. And apparently, it takes Jewish expertise to deal with them. Perhaps that's why Obama just named Jewish State Department official Daniel Benjamin to head the department's brand new Bureau of Counterterrorism. Benjamin told reporters last week that the Bureau will cover everything from police training to countering Al-Qaeda. Well, of course, there's an Al-Qaeda cell and storefront on every block, in every town and neighborhood across America. And not to be left out is the infamous Homeland Security in its war on terror quest to militarize our once friendly local police. Now, many think that Janet Napolitano, an alleged lesbian, is the real power behind Homeland Security. Nah. Talmudic Jews Senator Joseph Lieberman, head of the Senate Committee for Homeland Security, and his synagogue buddy Michael Chertoff are the real power boys behind our Ministry of War Against American Citizens Department. Together with the Pentagon's 1033 program, Homeland Security has overseen the military transfer at no charge to local police departments of M16 assault rifles, Bearcat armored vehicles, digitalized intrusion and attack mechanisms, helicopters, drones, grenade launchers, camera tracking, and yes, even military robots. Now, compact personal attack drones that fit in a backpack are now in the offing. Last week, Huffington Post cited plans of drone manufacturer AeroVironment to promote, allegedly to local police departments, a portable drone called the Switchblade, which can track a person, target the person, and then explode on the person, decimating the hapless victim into splitterines, never to be seen again. Pretty soon, it appears, the ADL will be training our local police in how to splitterine us all. Is Jewry infiltrating our local police forces? Don't ask me. Just ask Abe Foxman.